From Washington, this is VOA News. Developments on the French terrorist attacks, and in Nigeria, 16 are reportedly killed in a bombing in Maiduguri. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Western media report the suspected female accomplice of the Islamists who carried out the terrorist attacks in France was in the Middle East at the time of the killings. Turkish intelligence officials say the woman, 26-year-old Hayat Abumedyen, entered Turkey on January 2nd and may have traveled on to Syria. Security forces continue to search for Abumedyen. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports for VOA the government is stepping up security ahead of a rally Sunday and fears of new attacks.
Speaking Saturday, Prime Minister Manuel Valls called for a massive turnout Sunday at rallies against terrorism around France.
Le terrorisme, il veut nous diviser, nous fracturer.
Valls said terrorists want to divide the French public. Valls also warned against intolerance and anti-Semitism at a time when both French Muslims and Jews fear reprisals following the incidents. Authorities say France will remain on high alert as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has claimed responsibility for the attack on the Charlie Hebdo newspaper that killed a dozen people on Wednesday. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
No, at least 16 people are reported killed in a bombing at a market in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State in Nigeria. No immediate claim of responsibility. About 20 others are reported wounded. U.S. State Department has issued a global travel warning for American citizens after the recent terrorist attacks by Islamic militants. State Department stating the increased likelihood of reprisal attacks against Westerners. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The tail section of the Air Asia plane that crashed into the Java Sea was raised from beneath the surface Saturday, but Indonesian investigators did not find the black box recorders inside. The recovery of those cockpit voice and flight data recorders is a key to learning why the plane crashed on December 28th. Searchers did detect ping signals from the black boxes of Flight 8501 on Friday, but officials said the boxes seemed to be separated from the tail section. Saturday, foreign ministers from seven countries in the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, have met in the Somali capital for the first time in decades. The trade grouping session in Mogadishu focused on political and security progress made in Somalia, as well as the anticipated 2016 elections. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud opened the session by thanking the IGAD for choosing Mogadishu as the host, despite the many challenges facing Somalia.
This IGAD Council of Ministers session is significant because it is the first time IGAD member states at this level are discussing Somali political matters inside Somalia. This is why this session is very significant.
Security was tight across the capital for the meeting. A huge rocket carrying an unmanned supply ship loaded with cargo for the International Space Station went into orbit Saturday, but a pioneering attempt to re-land the booster on an ocean barge failed. The cargo capsule is expected to reach the space station Monday. However, SpaceX founder Elon Musk, in a Twitter message after the early morning launch, said the booster rocket broke apart when it landed too hard on a recovery platform afloat in the Atlantic. U.S. President Barack Obama says 2014 was a breakthrough year for America, and he has the evidence to back that up. The president made his weekly address from Pellissippi State Community College in Tennessee.
After a decade of decline, American manufacturing is in its best stretch of job growth since the 90s. America is now the world's number one producer of oil and gas, helping to save drivers about $1.10 a gallon at the pump over this time last year.
Mr. Obama said thanks to the Affordable Care Act, about 10 million Americans obtained health insurance last year. U.S. sources say federal investigators and prosecutors are recommending felony criminal charges against former CIA Director David Petraeus for allegedly disclosing classified information to his former mistress. The recommendation, first reported Friday by the New York Times, comes more than 2 years after Petraeus, a retired four-star Army general, quit the top intelligence post as news circulated of his extramarital affair. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.